Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back, golly, wow. I'm just noticing this all the way back to, in fact, we're coming up on his 17th anniversary. How about that?
It was the Paleolithic era, Jim. Yes.
Exactly. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, the president, not the new president, but the long-term president of Development Specialists Incorporated, a global businessman, somebody we look to when we're trying to figure out what the heck's going on in the world, in the marketplace of the world, but also a little politics. He's a... you know, Bill, welcome back. And I told the audience when I told him you were coming here at the first of the hour, I said, but Bill's not a hack because he actually has a day job.
Gee, thanks. I think
he's a political influencer and operative, but not a hack because he actually has another job to fall back on in case his politics things doesn't work out. Right.
That would be the theory. I've been traveling a lot in Europe and I'm headed for Asia. So,
right.
I'm getting a sense of both the world and the business and the politics this year. It is like drinking from a fire hose.
Right, you know? But he's passing through America just for a little while, just to try to get the Democrat Party back on the keel. So okay,
that may be an undoable deal.
You so may have to stay a couple of extra days. So okay, now, and just to make sure you know how fair we are around here, the conversation I'm going to have with you about Hillary and the Democrats, I've already had the same conversation with your buddy and my buddy Rich Gannon about Trump. Mm-hmm. So we're equal opportunity dissers here on the show. Show. So all right. Hillary.
Rich was just profound in his admiration for Donald.
Hillary reminds me of.
You dodged that.
I heard. Hillary reminds me of a little bit of Romney. In that she probably wouldn't be a horrible president, and I think Romney would have been a pretty good president, but neither one of them are that good of candidates. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, I think that as Marco Rubio famously remarked during one of the early debates, if this election were based on people's resumes, Hillary wins hands down. She has a substantial resume, and she's clearly possibly the most qualified person by training and by experience for the job in the history of the presidency, mm-hmm. but she sucks at campaigning. I'm going to be just honest with you, and she'll probably hit me over the head with a frying pan next when she
sees because he knows the Clintons well, folks. So,
but she is this. You know, you can. I was just talking to an old friend of hers, another old friend on Friday, and the two of us were remarking that if she just seemed to enjoy it more, it looked like. I mean, go out. You're running for the presidency of the United States. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for very few people.
Yeah.
Go off and enjoy it. Smile. Crack some jokes. I mean, have some fun because we'd all love to live vicariously through you. But don't make it look like you are, you know, it's a drudge from one stop to the next. I'm sure it is wearing. It's wearing on every candidate who's ever done it.
Yeah.
But go have
some
fun.
Well, and for her, with a history... I mean, 8 years ago, she should have had the thing wrapped up, and along came this guy named Obama who took it away from her. I mean, in her mind, I'm sure, and many of the Democrats, she should be finishing her second term right now instead of starting out. And now here she is again, and my God, here comes this socialist who she's having a hard time with. And what do you think... Give us a peek into the campaign. I mean, there's a lot of unsettled stuff out there right now. Whether you think that anything's going to come out of it or not, there's a lot of negative, unsettled stuff with the emails, with the foundation, et cetera, et cetera. What's going on inside the campaign right now?
You know, I will tell you that like Romney, I don't think Bernie is as much of a concern. I mean, we'll get back to that. I think it is.
Yeah, we're going to do that in the next segment.
It's not an insubstantial concern. But when you compare Obama and the fact that he caught lightning in a bottle, as we like to say,
yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things that happens politically. And while there's a lot of people who, on Hillary's campaign, me included, because I was a delegate for her at the 2008 convention, I mean...
You were a super-duper delegate, weren't you?
Yes, I was a super-duper delegate. I was an elected delegate back in 96. I've been a delegate on a couple of occasions. But in connection with this, you can't, when somebody catches lightning in a bottle, it's a once in a generation thing. You watch it and it's like a freight train going by. You can't stop it. You know, I don't feel the same about Bernie, but as Rich Galen probably told you, the person in this cycle kind of catching lightning in a bottle and almost being Teflon is Trump. And I don't take him as lightly as my friends do.
No, well, that's smart. That's smart. But back to the thing. I've only got 10 seconds.
They're not that. I mean, you know, look, the New York Times and the other folks have been after this for years. The foundation is huge. It's transparent. It involves, I mean, these are stories that people are ginning up. This comes with the territory. None of that is going to decide the election, and they know it.
The next few months will tell the tale. We'll be right back after these messages with Bill Brandt. We're going to talk about Hillary and Bernie. How's that going to work out in the convention?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.